Should I be shuffling my deck here?
I shuffled them all.
Well, I dropped mine on the ground, so I should probably reshuffle it.
Okay. I mean, it's probably more shuffled because you dropped it on the ground. I don't know how that made it less shuffled.
All right. Well, I don't know what to
do. Okay. Laura, have you played a deck building game before?
You played Dominion. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is not a deck building game, but it's got a lot of similarities to how a deck building game plays. So I just thought I'd throw that out there as kind of a thing. Laura, you can be player one, which means you'll start on. That's your detective's office. I'll be four. Rob, you can be two. The idea is that if you're playing two players, you start at opposite sides. And, you know, I didn't want you to start right next to each other. Two players. So everybody starts in an open corner.
What's the game called?
Sorry, I was just about to say. This game is called In a Hail of Bullets.
Okay.
And the idea is it's a noir detective game where you are trying, you're a detective, and you're trying to solve a crime. We're all trying to solve the same crime, in fact. To solve the crime, we need five pieces of evidence. We need to know who the suspect was, what the crime was they committed, who the victim was, the location, and then a dame, because it's a noir thing, so you have to have a dame, right? So there are four of each, right? There's four dames, four suspects, four locations that are possible. So there's a lot of locations here, but they're not all possible locations for the actual crime to have happened. So what I did was I randomly picked one of each of those five. And then there are also four blank tokens out here, right? So during the game, you're going to drive around, and when you drive up to a place to where you're adjacent to it, wherever, you can say, I'm going to enter it. That's a free action. You pick it up, you look at it, you put it back down. It will give you, like, the person's name and then say what it is, whether it's a suspect, a crime, a dame, so that you know, right? It might be blank, too, but you're the only one that sees it, right? So that's kind of cool because when you're driving around, you could waste your time driving around and Rob could be like, oh, Laura's doing good, I'm going to follow her, and he's getting junk information the whole time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So, we have a standard deck of 31 cards. I made the deck real slim to start with. It might be too much, it might not. So, what you're going to do on your turn is you'll draw five cards. The cards play like any standard deck builder to where you can play whatever cards you have in your hand. There's no limit to the number of cards you can play. And they all have special actions on them. The first time through, obviously, you'll have to do a little more reading. But it should become pretty standard as you go. So represented in your deck is one of every dame, one of every victim, one of every... So you have 20 character cards in your deck, and then the other 11 cards are different actions. Now, each of the character cards has a special ability, so that's what you can play when you play it out, right? Does that make sense? So the goal of the game is to submit all your evidence. So when you want to submit a piece of evidence, like say I look at this and I'm like, I know that the victim is this guy. I've got the card in my hand, put it face up in front of me. I've submitted my victim's evidence. Everyone else can see that too. Now I don't have to have submitted the correct evidence because I can always later remove that with certain cards will light or remove it. But to win the game, you have to have all those in. And you can submit as many pieces of evidence as you have in your hand on any given turn. You can never have more than one of the same thing. You can't have two victims or two crimes. And then to move. I was going to originally add gas cards in. Rob and I had talked about that. And Rob had pointed out that it might be really tough to get around to locations if you're always waiting for gas cards. So instead, I came up with, I think, something that would work really well, which is you want to move a square, discard one of the cards in your hand. So when you get your five cards, you could throw them all away and move five and enter a building. So... does that make sense? Entering a building. Like I said, when you're next to it, you say, I'm going to enter this building. Now, if you just say you're going to enter a building and you have no cards in your hand, you automatically are going to get shot at because this game is called In a Hail of Bullets. Everyone's shooting at each other. When that happens, you have to take a bullet hole card. You put it in your hand. When I have a bullet hole card in my hand, I only get to draw four cards instead of five. So eventually, if I have five bullet hole cards in my hand, I don't have any cards. If that happens, you can always discard your bullet hole cards to move, just like you could the other cards, but you're going to draw it right back at the end of the, you know what I mean? So you can still move when you have bullet hole cards with the bullet hole card. I have that backwards. Scratch that. Bullet hole cards do nothing for you. If you ever have five in your hand, you are automatically transported back to your office on your next turn, and you lose them, and your turn's over. So you've cleared them, because you go back and get patched up. There's also scotch in here. When you drink scotch, it lets you get rid of a bullet hole card, because that seemed really thematic to me. Like, then a noir detective would drink scotch and then be able to shake it off. There are ways to give each other bullet hole cards. Unlike other deck builders, there's a ton of interaction in this. And I drive by you, I can play a bullet card, And shoot you as I'm driving past, which will give you a bullet hole card. If you want to enter a location without getting shot at, four of the locations are represented in your deck. If you play that, when you enter the location, you enter it for free. Or you can play a bullet card. If you play a bullet card, that allows you to enter, as in you're basically you're going and shooting. And it says that all this information is on the cards, so it won't be hopefully confusing as we play. I think that's pretty much everything. There are some cards, like in other, like in a Dominion style, where you can play them on other people's turns. They clearly state that this card is played on someone else's turn in response to them doing something. For instance, the Johnny Law card. If somebody ever makes an attack on you, whether it's any sort of penalty card or anything, you can always play your Johnny Law card to protect yourself. But you play it, and it's out, so you're only going to have four cards when that hand starts. And then there's one person in here that allows you to deflect a Johnny Law card. I don't remember who it is, but you'll see it when you see it in there.
Okay.
And it says it on the card. And that, you just have to show it, like you would...
The moat?
Yeah.
Can I move diagonally or just orthogonally?
Diagonally or orthogonally. Okay. Yep. So diagonally, obviously, in most cases, is going to get you around the board faster. And that's what I want. I don't want the board to be something that's super limiting, but I did want to have kind of a spatial aspect to it.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I'll start just because... so everybody draws five cards, though. And then the standard discard cards. You know, you discard to a discard pile. And, you know, when that discard pile is full and your hand and your draw pile is empty, you reshuffle that and you get it back. There's also a trash, like with other deck builder games. You will have cards called dumpster cards. When you get a dumpster card, that means that turn you have to play that card. You do not have a choice, and you must trash one of the cards in your hand. There is a way to get trash cards back, but it's, yeah, so. All right, so, start of my turn here, I will play a bribe card, which says that I can draw two more cards. Okay, so I just got a dumpster card. So a dumpster card is automatically played, goes to my discard, and now I have to trash one of the cards in my hand. Which kind of sucks, but that's the point. I'm going to trash the Celia Dixon card. She's a dame for no other reason than, yeah.
When you trash a card, is it, like, gone forever, or...?
Yes, yeah. There is a... I have it in my hand. Stella Connor, she's a dame. Her ability is to take a trash card and put it back on the top of your discard pile. Okay. So don't ever trash her. That would be bad. And no one can make you trash a specific card. Okay. I'm going to play Shootout, which says all players, including myself... take a bullet hole card.
Into our hand?
Yep. So you don't have to discard, but next time you will only draw four cards. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm going to go ahead and discard the last three of my cards so that I can move three squares. One, two, three. And what the heck? I'll go in. No, I'll wait. I'll wait because I'm going to...
Your spacing's off. You have four here, but only three here.
Yeah, I bet the spacing's not off on the real board. I bet it's the way that it printed. I'll double-check that, though. So you can start one in if you want to make it.
Well, no, I'm not complaining, but I'm just commenting. I don't know which way is it supposed to be, three apart or four apart from each.
Well, you're only three apart. Diagonally, one, two, three.
And yeah, but I mean the horizontal to the, you know, the X to the Y axis.
Oh, okay, I see. Fair enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
I don't know.
Right. It should be, yeah, it should be equal. So this really should be three and three. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, whatever. Good note. Yeah, okay.
So I, at the end of my turn, I draw back up to five, but I already have one, so I get four. And okay. Rob, go ahead.
It's me? Doesn't go to the...
Left, sorry. Who knows how clocks work? It's Laura's turn. Sorry, Laura.
That's okay. Well, I guess I'm going to take a cue from you and play the bribe card.
Okay, yep.
And get two more cards. And so I have this victim card that says mm-hmm. I can move to any location on the board.
Yep.
So if I play that, I can literally go anywhere. Yep.
There's only one of those in your deck, so.
Okay.
If there was art for this, he would be a cab driver.
Is there like a... Well, I'll go to the middle because that is a central location.
That makes sense.
Which you should be on the space or next to
it? Next to it. You're always just adjacent. It's like you're parked outside.
All right.
So.
Okay. So I can just say, hey, I want to go in.
Yep. Right? And if you don't have a bullet card, then you're gonna pick up a bullet hole when you go in.
Okay. No matter what.
Correct.
But I have a bullet hole card.
No, do you have a card that says bullet on it, not bullet hole?
Oh, like, a card that says I don't.
Okay, the thing is, you're going to collect a lot of bullet hole cards in this game. I mean, that's kind of part of the game, is that you're going to be managing that the whole time. So
I'll just take a bullet hole.
So you take a bullet hole.
And then I get to look at this.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I have Frankie the Fish. It says you may look at the card and opponent just looked at.
Sorry, the card and opponent just looked at, yeah.
Okay, and I assume by card you mean the chip on the table.
Originally they were set to be cards, my bad.
Okay, so now I can look at that.
Yep.
Do I also have to take a bullet hole? Okay, so that's free.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you have to remember what that said?
Well, it's useful, because, I mean, say that was a victim, that's the victim that is of the crime. So you want to try and remember that. That's why putting your evidence out can be helpful, but the problem is, as you do that, other people are going to know. That's kind of the catch-up mechanic, is as you put stuff out, people will know.
Okay, so, then I have this Alonzo Siegel card, name of location, everyone there takes a bullet hole card. So if I name Fallows Club, then you would take a bullet.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. So then if I wanted to move, do I have to get rid of all the cards in my hand? Or?
Nope. Sorry, I didn't explain that super well. You can discard as many cards as you want. You can... and you can, you know, to allow you to move, then you can still play cards. You can do it all. Your turn is amorphous. You can do it all whenever, as long as at the end you draw back up to five.
Okay.
And remember, those bullet hole cards just stay with you until you can get rid of them.
And we could hold the card for the next turn.
No.
No.
So you have to. Yeah. Like any standard deck, though, you have to kill all your hand to get the next. And those are the opportunities in front of you that turn.
Okay.
So, kind of representing the people and the places that you're running into as you're. Around town.
So I'm going to, I'll discard three.
Okay.
And move three.
Yep. Okay.
And then what?
Well, you still have a card left.
Oh. Well, I don't want to use it.
Then you can just
discard it.
You can just discard it. You don't have to move because you discarded.
Okay.
You just get rid of it.
Got it.
Right. I see. Yeah. So then you would draw three cards at the end of your turn to get back up to five.
Okay.
Because you already have the two in your hand.
Okay.
So it's my turn.
Yep.
All right. So I have a dumpster. So I'm going to trash one.
Well, except you don't trash the dumpster card. That just gets discarded.
Okay.
Because the idea is that dumpster card is just going to keep coming back around.
Got it. So I'm hosed. So all I can do is discard two and move two, and that's all I can do.
What do you mean you're hosed?
I mean, that's all I can do.
Oh, okay.
I can't actually accomplish anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you still moved. That's accomplishing something. Okay.
Okay.
And then you still have one bullet hole, right? So,
okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play Alonzo Siegel and say the crowbar. So Laura takes a hit, a bullet. Then I'm going to play bullets so that I can enter Fallows Club without getting shot, because that sounds cool. Okay. And then I will discard two. One, two, start moving. And then I will draw three. I'm done.
I have one that says move an opponent to the location of your choice. Does a location refer to specifically a building or anywhere on the board?
To a building.
Okay.
So these are the locations.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh. Could I have played this when you gave me that bullet?
If you had it,
you?
Yeah.
I did have it.
Yeah, I missed it too when you shot me. I could have played it. And that stinks, because that card, you can't use it on your turn. It doesn't do anything on your turn. It only is a defensive card. I mean, you could discard it to move, but...
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to discard all three of these and do nothing.
Okay.
Are you going to move?
Nope.
Okay.
Have you been into that location yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. She's getting shot up
over
there.
I have three bullet holes already, so...
And remember that if you wanted, you could always go back to your starting location to clear yourself.
Mm.
Or you can do it with scotch as you get it.
Right.
Okay, I've got a dumpster, so I have to trash something.
And there are, so you know there are two of those in the deck, so you'll get those okay. every once in a while. So you know you're clear for a bit.
So I don't want to get rid of any of these. Alright, I'm going to play Stella O'Connor so that I can... It's any card?
Yeah, any card from your trash.
So
there's one you'd rather have, you can...
I don't really know at this point, so Big Ron's Auto. Drive by shooting. Choose an opponent, they must take a bullet hole card. You take one.
Oh, it'd be sweet if I had the Johnny Law.
And then I'm going to play... I'm going to discard Johnny Law to go there. And I'll look at the thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
My turn. I'm going to actually discard all three. Well, actually, no. If I discarded three, one, two, three. Yeah, okay, I'll discard all three. Boom. Yeah, why not? Okay. And so I took one, so I draw two.
And how many cards are there in the deck that allow you to get rid of bullet holes?
Two. Two or three. But you can always go back to your starting location to clear your deck as well.
Okay.
And there's a card that specifically lets you move anywhere in the... So...
Okay.
I'm going to play a Blitz card.
Okay.
So that I can look at the... Go into the crowbar without...
Yep.
...punishment. And then I will discard this card and move one.
Okay. That was a pretty good turn for only having two cards in your hand.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, I'm going to discard three. And one, two, three.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start by playing Vinny Nonies, who says I can search my deck for a card, any card, and put it in my hand. I will play the card I just took, which is a scotch, so I can get rid of a bullet hole. And then I'll play a drive-by shooting. You've got a lot of bullets over here, actually. I'll be nice. I'll do it to Rob. So. And then I will draw three cards.
Okay. Well, I have the dumpster card, so I will trash the only card in my hand.
All right.
Other than bullet holes.
Hmm. All right. Okay, I'm going to discard two to move here, and spend bullets to look at that.
Oh, I'm going to play Frankie the Fish to look at that. Oh, that was your turn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will discard two cards to move. And that three.
I'll say already I don't like the grid. I feel like there should be maybe just... a set number of spaces between each thing.
Yeah, I'm actually already feeling that way.
And, too. I don't like that if I visit the thing over here, if I want to go that way, it's going to take me an extra one, two, three spaces to go that way.
Right.
I don't like that. So I would rather, if I'm going to visit the thing, I would rather land on the space or always have everything a set three or four or whatever, X spaces apart to move from point to point.
If that were the case, it could be done without a board, even.
What if you had, the spaces around your building as, parking lot? So, as soon as you land on
parking
the space
lot,
around the building, you could leave from any of the
anywhere.
Space around the building.
Yeah, that would
do
that, too.
Yeah. And again, because of your spacing issue, this is three apart, and this is four apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are four apart as well.
Yeah, but these are three, and these are four, these are four, these
I
are
see,
three.
I see, right, so...
So you're just inconsistent with those distances.
Well, and I did do that on purpose, but...
You did, okay.
All yeah. Right. I mean, I went four this way and three the other way, but I can see what you mean, that truncating that down to... So it was just 3x3 might be better. And, frankly, it could be 2x2 and not do the parking lot thing, you know what I mean? To where everything is two apart, so you've got a board about, this big.
Mm-hmm.
Say, King of Tokyo-sized board. Because the one thing I didn't account for was, I'm like, well, three to four spaces in between places makes sense because you can always discard three to four cards. But we're getting a lot of bullet holes, which means we don't have that many cards in our hand.
Right.
So
when you have these bullet holes, you really can't accomplish much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating.
Although I've got a big play about that about to make here. So I'm going to play my bribe card, draw two more.
Yep.
And then I'm going to play, discard two cards to move to Big Ron's auto, where I can now enter without fighting.
Okay, good job.
Boom.
good turn. I like the way that started, so I'm going to see if I can copy you.
It's not your turn, though.
Oh, it's not my turn. When it's my turn, though, you'd be prepared for that.
I will.
I have this Falcon Gray. You may enter a second location this turn, so you can only visit one location per turn normally?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to say that. Not that it really matters, because it's tough to go to more than one.
Yeah. Well, all I can do is discard two to move, so I guess it doesn't really matter which way I go. One, two. So that's it.
Okay. All right. Bribe. Draw two. Scotch. One bullet hole. And I'm going to discard three. Let's go. One, two, three. And I'll stay there because I don't need any more bullets right now.
Okay. I'm going to play a scotch, get rid of a bullet hole, finally. And Celia Dixon, if I play her, will force one of you to discard a card at random from your hand, Jason.
Okay.
Go for it.
Arson. All goodbye. Right.
Okay, that's my turn.
Okay. Bribe. Get two more. Scotch to get rid of a bullet hole. Discard two to move two. One, two. And then I'm going to put that out for evidence.
Okay.
All right.
Because I got to start doing something here. That's it.
Alright, so on my turn I have a dumpster, unfortunately, so I'm going to kill my Johnny Law card. Then I'm going to go into this building, take a bullet, forget that. Then I'm going to play Axel Wentz, which says I can move anywhere on the board. And I'm going to move to Tube's Lounge. I'm not going to enter it because I can't, because I don't already went to one.
Okay.
All set.
Alright. I will also put down shootout as evidence. Then I'm going to play the robbery card, which will allow me to randomly,
Oops. Oh, I didn't draw back up.
Choose an opponent to randomly play a card from their hand. So I get to draw a card from an opponent and then I can.
So you basically, what happens is, You'll say Rob, and Rob will, or me, or whatever. We shuffle up, and then I play a card.
Uh-huh.
You can choose to use the ability if you want, as if you played it.
Got it. Okay, so Rob, shuffle up your cards, and I will play whatever one gets turned up. Enter Little Italy Cafe without fighting. So do I have to be next to Little Italy Cafe?
Right, so that's not a great card.
Oh,
unless obviously. You happen to have, like, the Axel Wentz card, and then, boom, you could be there.
Got it, I don't. So
is this discarded then?
Yep, yeah. Then that's the penalty, is you lose the card out of your hand.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to, I guess, just play bullets here and move one space.
Have you already been in there?
I have.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because you had the card to get through last time.
Right. All right. I'm going to play Axel to move to any location. I was headed that way. No, I don't want to do that. I want to go over here. I don't think anybody's been in the two-note yet.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. And then I'll go ahead and, instead of moving, spend this. You may use the ability on one of your evidence cards. All players, including you, take A bullet hole card. So we all need to draw a bullet hole card.
Oh, and you get a bullet hole for looking or for going into the.
Oh, you're right. So I get two.
You're literally down to. Have you had any scratch cards yet?
No.
Well, good, because you know they're coming up.
Which is why I did that. Right? They've got to be here soon.
All right. You're done?
Yeah.
I'll start with a scotch. Oh, that's.
And if I end up with four bullet holes, I automatically go back. Five. I automatically go back to my thing.
Yep.
So I might as well just keep going until I get a fifth one.
It's not a terrible play, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could eventually give yourself one by using this again, you know?
Right.
Because then it's going to reset you. Now, it stinks because, you know, but you could also set it up so that if you have the right card, you can then kick yourself back out into the center.
Potentially.
So, all right, I'll play robbery on Laura. So, Laura, shuffle up your hand and play one for me. Please.
Arson.
All right, sure. Have you been in this yet?
He just was.
Were you in Grace's Diner yet in the center, Rob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Oh, weird. Okay. So basically the arson card just says no one can go in there until Laura's next turn. Which actually isn't going to really matter because Laura's going to take it right away. But anyways, I will... I'm going to go into this, take a bullet hole, and I'm going to enter this into evidence.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play Dirty Tom and search my discard pile for a card and put it on the top of my draw pile. And, oh, you know what? Actually, that's not the card I want to use. And, oops. Then I will play my drive-by shooting card and Jason.
Okay.
We'll take a bullet hole.
Four as well.
Is that it?
That is it.
Okay, I'm going to play Alonzo Seagal. Everyone at our location takes a bullet hole card. I'm going to name the place that I'm at.
Tina.
Nice. Give me a bullet hole. So I'm going to move back here and give those up.
That was your whole turn?
Yeah, that's all I could do. But I reset myself, so that's okay.
Right.
It's the three. When you have three bullet holes is when it sucks the most.
Yeah, because you get two cards. And if the one of those cards doesn't draw more cards, you're kind of hosed. All right, my turn. Well, it sucks. I have a dumpster and only one other card, which is drive-by shooting, which I would have loved to play on Laura or Rob. And so I'm done. So I'm going to draw one card for next turn, which is pretty stinking exciting.
All right, I'm going to enter Felt and Gray into evidence and play one card to move one space.
Do you guys mind if I look through this deck real quick? Because I don't remember using a Scotch card before, and I've only got one in my hand. So I'm worried that you don't have two Scotch cards in my deck.
That would be odd, but yeah, check it out.
Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. I must have missed it.
Or maybe you discarded it to move.
I may have.
Yeah, it could have been when you didn't have any bullet holes.
Okay.
Did you... No, it's still your turn, right?
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. We're ending seven to... Oh, that's yours again. You can... Oh. It just gets discarded.
Okay.
It's cool to see how quickly we're actually getting stuff into evidence. I'm surprised by that. I mean, that's what I wanted to happen, but I guess at first I thought that wasn't going to happen as quick. Do you guys like that we're playing the evidence face up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I think it's fine. All right. Search your discard. Oh, I don't have a discard. Never mind. Search your deck for any card and place it in your hand. I want that move anywhere card.
Excellence.
It's what? Excellence? Oh,
yeah.
Excellence. Okay. Then I'm going to use Axel, and I'm going to go over here.
Okay.
And then I might as well search that spot. I'm going to use Dirty Tom to move Axel back to the top of my draw pile.
Nice!
And then I'm going to discard three to move three. One, two, three. Okay.
You going to hold there, or are you going to go in?
I already searched a location, so I can't.
Oh, okay.
Did you take a bullet hole for searching a location?
I did not. Thank you for reminding me.
Did you still want to move that way then? Because you discarded a scotch.
Or would you I'd have to get rid of it anyway.
Well, you could move one less and play the scotch to get rid of the bullet hole.
Oh, I can do that?
Well, yeah.
Oh, well then, yeah.
So...
Okay, well there.
Alright.
Alright, so my turn. I'm going to enter Jupe's Lounge again, even though I've already been there. And even though I have bullets in my hand, I'm not going to use them, so I'm going to get shot again, which puts me to 5. Move back, then I'll discard my bullets card to move forward one, and be done. See, that is what you would call emergent gameplay. We found a way to hack the system by letting ourselves get shot.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that. Like, that's cool. I mean, that's...
I'm going to move Detective Barton McCormick into evidence. Wait. No, I don't want to do that. Wait, yes, I do. Okay, here's the problem I'm having.
Yeah?
Is that I can't actually remember what I've looked at.
Right. I think that in, like, a real version of the game, there would be the name and the picture to help you correspond back to your card.
That would be important. But... And we talked about this before, that, you know, the clue issue. Clue, you can write stuff down and check things right. off. But with this, you said you didn't want to do that.
Right.
Because you wanted the burden to be on the player.
Right. And, I mean, so say I saw... Okay, clearly, Shootout is one. I've seen it.
We've all seen it, yeah.
So we've all seen it. If I can't remember, and you guys both have Shootout, I'm probably like, hey, I bet Shootout is the card, right? I guess where I'm struggling is I have it right now to where you can put fake evidence in. It's just you can't win the game with fake evidence. And if your evidence is wrong, at the end of the game, you're out, mm-hmm. right? So you don't want to be wrong about your evidence. The catch, I guess, is... So, I mean, do you think it's okay that you could put fake evidence out there? Or do you think that you can only lock in stuff that's real? Because the catch about only being able to lock in stuff that's real is... That forces people to not necessarily want to lock in stuff as early, right? Mm-hmm. Because by doing that, mm-hmm. you know... but that's to say... Who's to say, well, I put that out there because I thought that's what I remembered and it was wrong. Some of the players cheating because they remembered wrong, and that seems really crappy. To, you know what I mean? Like Laura said, oh, if I don't remember what I saw, you know... So, yeah. So I guess you kind of have to be able to enter in... fake evidence, which seems thematic, right? I mean, that you could enter in incorrect evidence. And the cool thing is, like, if Laura gets all 5 and one of them is wrong, at the end of the game, chances are one of us is going to be able to say, no, it's not Barton McCormick, it's something else. It is Barton McCormick, don't worry.
Thanks, guys.
Well, we're going to have to call this
in. Yeah, we're going to have time.
In fact, we might as well just talk a little bit about it. Okay, yeah.
So I was about to put down Lenora DeVille because she is the dame.
She is the dame. So we have everything except for...
Was she here?
She was there.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So let's just flip these all over.
So I want to... First of all, I want to comment on something Rob did that was genius, and I fell for it.
You sure did.
And
I picked that up knowing it was and saw that it was blank, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, and I immediately went there, and it was not... Like, well, I used Frankie the Fish to see it, and it was nothing. So that was awesome. Like, that was great strategy, and I wasted a card because of that.
Aren't there supposed to be 5 pieces of evidence?
Yeah, so I didn't flip this one over.
Oh, okay. Scared me there.
So, 5 pieces of evidence might be too many? Or do you guys not think so?
I mean, how long are you expecting the game to
30
last?
To 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so
the
this,
game...
This is prototype, so it's actually going to take... The finished thing should take, you know, a half to a third of the time, in theory, when it's improved.
And the board needs to be smaller. I 100% agree with that. I think I would limit it. I would make it so that they're all 2 apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you start 2 away. So, like, mm-hmm. it would be 2 apart with a 2 track around.
Because that would speed it up a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see.
Alternatively, I could have the detective offices, do it in a 4 quadrants in the middle of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And only have these locations around it.
That might be better.
Because then you always get back to the center, which is actually even more helpful to with the bullet cards. And I like being able to hack that system.
And then you can make your board even smaller.
Exactly. Yeah. So then there would only be 8. So if that were the case, I would think this. I would get rid of the victim cards, just because I think victim is the, I don't know. I really like the crime cards because I feel like they're fun. Like arson and stuff like that, I think that's thematic. But maybe the crime cards could be gotten rid of. I mean, maybe it's just it's murder. That's what it is every time, right? So do that. Then you would have 4 There would only be eight locations on the board then.
I would get rid of crimes before I would get rid of victims.
Right. I think you're right. But also, alternatively, the other way would be to keep all five and then only have three blanks.
That's true. Which, you should do that.
That might be all right, too. Because I do think I would do this setup of the board. This is the offices, and they're around, but it would be a lot closer. What do you think, Laura?
I think as far as the theme goes, I would get rid of victim because, I mean, that's like the first thing you know, usually.
That's true. That's a good point.
Everybody knows
where the victim is already.
Yeah,
Mr. Body, right. Yeah. Clue, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point. So then you could just squash it down to suspect dame location.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You could do suspect dame location murder weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much.
It is a little too close.
Plus, I feel like
crime is good.
Crime is kind of like murder weapon, though. I mean, crime is: did they get shot? Did they get torched?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's fair. Because
so then you'd be 50-50 whether you get information or you don't.
No. If it was eight spaces. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, and I.
If you were going to do that, you might squash it down to seven spaces.
Right. And see, I think that's an argument for the next version. I would probably just try eight.
Yeah.
I would do five, still keep the five.
Yeah.
Keep three blanks. So your odds of seeing something are better. Because right now they're only a little over 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, which kind of stinks.
Yeah.
So, okay. What did you guys think of the bullet holes? Like, at first they seemed problematic.
I was frustrated at first. But, I mean... You can't judge on a couple of turns. So I know I think actually it was okay. I might like to have six or seven cards in my hand, but that's because I always want to be able to do more. Right. I'm not saying that that's something broken.
Right.
I agree with that. For me, I consistently had three bullet holes, and once I got the third bullet hole, I felt like I was doing things.
It's true,
My first couple of turns, I was moving around. I went to locations. I was doing okay. And then as soon as I got three, it was just like I was choked up the whole time.
But now
and I was just slowly trying to inch my way back to my office to get rid of the bullet holes.
And if your office was in the center, it would have been a lot easier.
So this would be like this then, basically.
You're so bad at spatial stuff.
Oh, sorry. No, I wanted them all to be two. Sorry. Yeah, so like this, except for these would be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so like that, right?
Yeah.
Then having two cards, you theoretically could still get to a location with two cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that feels less limiting, I think.
I think so. Although I do like Rob's point of having more cards and being able to do more on
a
turn.
Mm-hmm.
I like having a good meaty turn.
And I do too, and I fought myself on that.
Yeah, but it would be that much harder to fill up your hand with bullet holes. Or you could say if you're allowed seven cards in your hand, if you have five bullet holes, you have to go.
And I thought about that too. My one concern about that is your hand is full of bullets. You got nothing, right? You're so wounded, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I would say keep going with five to a hand. I think that's okay.
And try cutting the board size down. I mean that's dramatic.
That's
look how many spaces that cuts out.
Yeah, it's huge.
And it gets a smaller board, which I think is a little more sellable anyways. I mean that was this isn't a game that requires a huge board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my point is that you don't necessarily have to have a grid, you could just literally have dots. You know? If you're gonna make two spaces apart, you have dot, dot, like point movement, and a line in between saying this is the direction you go. And there's a line between there, you know, and there's just basically a grid. And in fact, these could even be a circle around the center, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everything is two dots apart, so you don't have a grid. Yeah,
You lose the ability to drive by people and shoot them, though, which we didn't use in this game
because
the board was too big.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess what I like about the grid is it feels like a city to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I
mean?
Well, that's true. That's
like it's
point.
A little city scene.
Okay. Well, then stick with the grid. I think that's a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys really hated or really liked?
deck size felt good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
And it's 31 cards right now.
Yeah. So I think that's perfectly reasonable.
And the reason it's 31 cards is because there's 20 bullet hole cards, and the math just works out on that for...
Sure, yeah, that's fine. I think that's totally fine. Should we have been trashing more cards, or that was an inspiration but not an end result of
the idea of culling was an inspiration, but that was when you had to get those five cards in your hand.
Right,
okay. And that just seemed so difficult, and you limited your options so much, and you had to not have any bullet hole cards in your hand to make that happen. It just seemed impossible.
So. I would say, if you want me to put out misleading evidence, you need to make it easy for me to pick that back up. Because there were one or two cards.
There's one card.
So I that needs to be easier.
So on any of your turn, you can automatically discard. Right.
In fact, I might say that you could use that space out there either as a place to put evidence or as a place to hold over a card till your next hand. So everybody else around the table doesn't necessarily know. Maybe I'm putting a whole hand. Like I'm building a custom hand that I might pick up at some point and use to do some power turn or. It might be all the evidence, and you guys don't know what I'm trying to assemble here.
I had the idea originally of doing a sleeve card, which was a card up your sleeve. And the idea with that was you'd have a card in your sleeve. It would just be a face down card here. No one would know what it was. Mm-hmm. On one turn, you could choose to draw four cards and pick that card up as your fifth card. Or maybe not even. Maybe you could just any time you could pick that card up. So that'd be a great place to put Scotch, right? That if you needed, or maybe that Axel Wenz card that lets you move anywhere on the board. Mm-hmm. Here's a different thought with you said make it easy to get rid of evidence.
For me to pick stuff back up again.
Well, or alternatively, what if I put evidence out, the only way to get rid of it is to trash it.
Oh yeah, you could do that.
So that means that you can't pull it back to your hand or to your discard. So if I'm putting it out there, I'm saying, well, Laura, this is either the answer or I hate this card and I want it to go away. Yeah. Knowing that there is someone who can pull stuff out of your trash if you do it correctly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that could work. That could work.
Well, I think it's okay, but I think, you know, I don't think there's a lot of incentive to do that. If you're going to just randomly put a card into evidence that is just going to have to go to your trash, like for me, I think that I'd rather keep it in my hand and use it to move a space.
Right. My thought was to do the Rob trick. You look and you go, oh, okay, and it's blank, right? Uh-huh. And then you say, I'm going to enter this into evidence.
Yeah.
And now people are like, did you enter it in evidence because it's real, or did you enter it in evidence because you're lying to me and you're just going to trash it?
I almost feel like if you looked at the evidence and then immediately entered something into evidence that you're lying, because the chances that that same thing is in your hand at that very moment.
But how much incentive is that for you to really do that if that's the case, right? Because no one would believe you.
Yeah.
Okay, so either way I go, definitely, you guys are right. You need a way to remove that evidence quickly. So I'll change the power of the lady that allows you to remove evidence. Or maybe her power could be, instead of letting you remove evidence, could be put the evidence card into your discard pile instead of your trash.
Mm-hmm. Going back to with Frankenstein's Legacy, remember when I had you putting stuff out on your tableau, your parts and your equipment and stuff, you could put something there and you could always replace it. And the thing you're replacing would go to your discard.
Right.
And that was just a kind of I can always overwrite what I did, but I'm not going to put that card back in my hand. It's going to go back in my...
I think that's a good idea. I think if you did that, it would need to be the trash, though. Like, if I'm saying it's Big Round's auto, but then I'm like, no, it's not, it's this other place, that gets thrown away. Because basically, this is kind of the open book of, like, we're detectives and we're paying attention to what each other are doing, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're like, oh, Jason thinks it's Big Round's auto, and then I figure out, oh, crap, it's not, and I throw it away, you would notice that. You're like, well, he's not sticking out that place anymore. Obviously, it's not that place. You know what I mean? That's kind of my thought, is that you're leaving a trail of clues as you go.
Okay.
Cool. Well, this is great notes, guys.
Yeah, I think this is a good start.
Yeah, I feel good about this. I think the biggest issue was the board size was
for sure
ridiculous. So
yeah, it's too much, but easy fix.
Yeah, no,
easy fix for the next version.
Thank you guys for the feedback.
Yeah,
I have one more.
Yes, I'll take it.
I have one more comment. And maybe this is just totally way off, but what if when you looked at a bill of evidence that you just had to put a card into evidence right then?
Hmm. Or take a bullet hole.
That could be a trade-off. Oh, gosh. That's pretty good, actually. That is worth exploring, I think, because...
it's almost like you have to put down a card as your theory.
Right.
You know, or are you just taking a chance and you might get shot up.
Mm-hmm. And I actually could then...
That's not a bad idea.
One thing that could be done, too, is could get rid of dumpster cards. Mm-hmm. Like...
yeah.
So
those sucked.
Right. I had favor cards in originally that would allow you to do something, and what it would allow you to do was stupid, but what the favor card could allow you to do is, it could allow you to use the abilities out here, so.
We gotta wrap.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good stuff. Right.
Thank you.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.